You know, it's really sad that the only people that can actually hear you or find any kind of significance in what you're saying about the whole creation points to Jesus and the cross is, I mean, it's really sad that, I mean, it's a good thing that there's people out there that can hear it, but it's sad that people around you, they can't hear it. If you talk to them, they might hear a tad bit, but they don't want any more. It's unlimited truth, unlimited knowledge, unlimited object lessons. Just the object lessons are everywhere. And it would give you a joy that's super abundance, you know, super abundant joy. That everything that you look at, everywhere you look, preaches Jesus and God's love for humanity. And it's everything, everywhere, all the time. And the truth is so real once you see it in all the objects, all the buildings, all the cars, all the trees, all this, everything that you look at. It's like, wake up. Wake up, people, wake up. But they're just sitting there going through zombie phase. Go to a restaurant. Most of the waitresses, they just look like they're in another world zone. They're like they're zombified. And you go to a business and it's like everybody's zombified. Nobody cares about anything deeper. And everybody's all worried about the politics and the news and the media and all the bad news, but right in front of you is the truth. The sine wave is going to drown you. In order to be upright and not drown is see the truth, rightly divide the truth. Not only do you see it in the Bible and do it and by faith, but once you see it everywhere you go, it's like, okay, you know, I told you, I studied the 666 for like 5 years, and I was like depressed. I said, this is ridiculous. 666 on all things. And I prayed about it, and God showed me that that also you see the blood of his cross on all things. Black, white, and red, the blood of his cross. Everywhere you look, you see the cross, but you also see the 666, the flesh mind. So down here in 3D is the flesh mind. It's impossible for man to step out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. It's impossible unless they go to the cross. So I uploaded that video this morning. The clouds are very loud. What are they preaching? It rains on the just and the unjust. The clouds are always there. If something's ever present, it's very loud. Even though it's silent, even though the clouds are very silent, it's very loud. It's like an oxymoron, right? But it's not. How can the clouds be silent but loud? In the natural plane, they're silent. In the metaphorical plane, they're loud as all get out. It's funny how when the northerners attack you for your accent and you end up being smarter than them, you got a math degree and an engineering degree, and you know about calculus and quantum physics, and they don't, and you start to talk to them and they don't know jack, but they make fun of you because of your accent, but you've been to more college and more education than they ever thought about. That's kind of gone away. About 5 or 10 years ago, that was a big thing. So that was a big thing. But I found out that a lot of people who are attacking people, they're the most ignorant. And you just play the game. play the game. It's all a big game down here, and that's what I'm saying. Once you see the steady state, understanding that the sine wave is not going away, but if you take the sine wave and you rotate it 90 degrees, it looks like the snake on the pole, and that's how you do it. You take up your cross daily. It's the only way you're going to make it down here. If you try to do it any other way, you're going to sink. The sine wave is the waves, and the sine wave is going to sink you. Every time. The drama, let's say somebody gets in drama. Let's say you're in drama on a job or at home or whatever. You just take up your cross. Don't get involved in the drama. Online, don't get involved in drama. It'll sink you. The drama will sink you. The sine wave, no matter where you apply the sine wave, it will sink you. The music, the devil's music is a sine wave. And if you listen to the devil's music all day long, it's going to sink you. You're going to sink. Anywhere the sine wave is, you're going to sink. And the only way to rise above it is turn it 90 degrees, nail it to the cross, take up your cross daily, and fall. That's all.